This is Kelsey Patterson with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. Today, I'm recommending The Cabin at the End of the World by Paul Tremblay. Fans of powerhouse authors like Stephen King, Ruth Ware, and Dean Koontz will tear through this book in record time. 7-year-old Wen and her parents, Eric and Andrew, are vacationing at a remote cabin on a quiet New Hampshire lake. Their closest neighbors are more than 2 miles in either direction along a rough dirt road. One afternoon, as Wen catches grasshoppers in the front yard, a stranger unexpectedly appears in the driveway. Leonard is the largest man Wen has ever seen, but he is young, friendly, and he wins her over almost instantly. Leonard and Wen talk and play until Leonard abruptly apologizes and tells Wen, "None of what's going to happen is your fault." 3 more strangers then arrive at the cabin, carrying unidentifiable homemade weapons. As Wen sprints inside to warn her parents, Leonard calls out, "Your dads won't want to let us in, Wen, but they have to. We need your help to save the world." Thus begins an unbearably tense, gripping tale of paranoia, sacrifice, apocalypse, and survival that escalates to a shattering conclusion, one in which the fate of a loving family and quite possibly all of humanity are intertwined. In The Cabin at the End of the World, author Paul Tremblay completely captivated me with his inventive take on the home invasion horror story. The intricate plot and the way that he alternated between unreliable narrators to deliver such a terrifyingly suspenseful piece of fiction kept me at the edge of my seat. But if you don't want to take my word for it on how great this book is, trust the opinion of legendary author Stephen King. He describes The Cabin at the End of the World as a tremendous book, thought-provoking and terrifying, with tension that winds up like a chain. The Cabin at the End of the World is Tremblay's personal best. It's that good. Check out The Cabin at the End of the World and other heart-pounding works of fiction like it at the Sioux City Public Library.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.